Hello and welcome to the Breezy Guitar Show podcast, and a happy new year to all, everybody listening live in January 2024. Hope everyone is having a great week this week, and I hope everyone had a good holiday season. Now, what with it being the new year, we are going to talk about how to level up our guitar playing in 2024. So I've got a new book coming out this week all about fretboard recognition, which I'm going to talk to you a little bit about at the back end of this podcast. So stick around to then if you want to find out more about that. But what we're going to do today is we're going to dive straight into my top five must-know scales. The five scales that I think you need to know to be able to play effective rock, blues, jazz, all that good stuff. We're going to take these scales over two octaves, so I'm going to teach you the two octave shapes of these scales. We're going to look at them going diagonally across the fretboard rather than just straight down. As many of you know already, that is how I like to play my scales, and that is where I find they are the most useful. So this is not really in a particular order, but these are just the five scales that I think you need to have under your fingers. If you're the kind of player that can play solos and you feel pretty confident jamming, but you find that you are stuck kind of in some of those scale shapes, this can be really, really useful for you. So let's take it to scale number one. So scale number one is our classic major scale, or if you're thinking about modes, it is also called the Ionian mode. What we're going to do is we're going to learn this in the key of G, and we're going to learn a completely movable shape. So if you wanted to move this anywhere else on the neck, you can also do so. Now, this is a really useful scale because so much is built from the major scale. Not only when we talk about intervals, a lot of the time we are referring back to the major scale. If you hear something like an F major 7, you need to think that's an F triad plus a major 7. All those notes come from the major scale. So we're going to learn the scale, then talk a little bit about the theory behind it in terms of that and in terms of our classic 1-4-5 12 bar blues. Now, I'm aware that was a lot of numbers, so stick with me. I'm going to talk you through it. So first, let's go through the scale part by part. I'm going to show you the shape that I find most useful, where we're going to play the G on fret 3 on string 6. So the E string, top E string, fret 3. Then go to the A, fret 5. Then go to the B, fret 7. So that's 3-5-7. Go down a string, and we're also going to do 3-5-7 for our C, D, and E. And then down a string again, and this time we're just going to play 4-5. Now the key to this is that the 4-5 I'm playing with my first finger. So I'm going finger 1-3-4, 1-3-4. 1-1. They're the fingers I'm playing. Frets I'm playing 3-5-7, 3-5-7, 4-5. Now, when you get to that 5, we're at our next G. So let's go through the notes. We're going to do G, A, B, C, D, E, F sharp, G. Okay, the key of G, we just have one sharp and it's that F sharp. So, in terms of our intervals, we have root, major second, major third, fourth, perfect fifth, major 6, major 7, which is our F sharp, G. So if you wanted to build a chord from this, for example, like a G major 7, you'd be looking for the G triad. That's the 1, the 3, and the 5. So that's G, B, and D. And then you want to add an F sharp. So that would be your G major 7. So let's carry on from there. So we've got our 3-5-7, 3-5-7, 4-5. Now we're on fret 5, we're on our G on the 4th string, the D string. We're going to repeat the pattern. So we're going to go from 5-7-9 this time. So that's our G, A, B again. Down a string 5-7-9 again. That's our C, D, E. And then this time, just to compensate for that B string, we're going to play, instead of playing 4-5 that we played before, we're going to play 7-8. So that's our F sharp to G. So all together. Now that's a really useful shape to get under your fingers. So much is built from that major scale. It's one that you really need to make sure that you have a good understanding of. Something else, for example, that's built from that major scale would be our 1-4-5 chord pattern. Whenever you hear me talk about these things like the 1, the 4, the 5, if you're not sure what it is I'm talking about the chords that are built from this scale. So the 1 chord is the G, the 4 chord is the C, 5 chord is the D. Now, these are important because each different scale degree has a corresponding chord. So when we're playing in a key, that's how we know what key we're playing in. And in the key of G major, or any of the major ones, it's the 1, the 4, and the 5 that are major chords. So what I mean by that is that our first three notes, for example, are root, major second, major third. That's our G, A, and B. The G is a major. The A, because it's not a 1, 4, 5, it's the 2, is a minor. Then we have the B, which is also not the 1, the 4, the 5. So that's minor. Then we have the 4, the C, major. The D for the 5 is major. The E for the 6 is minor. Okay, so that 1, 4, 5, that's the major. So when you're playing a song, just think about what are the three major chords that you've got in that song. If you're playing a song, particularly if it's in a major key, that is, take something like Take It Easy by the Eagles. So that starts with this G. The next chords are D and C. So they're all major, so we go, okay, it must be in the key of G, and that kind of informs, okay, I can use the G major scale to solo. So must know scale number one is the major scale, also known as the Ionian mode. Must know scale number two, unsurprisingly perhaps to you, is the minor scale or the Aeolian mode. We're going to do the natural minor scale. This is one that I use all the time. It's a really cool scale to learn, especially if you're playing minor blues, something like The Thrill Is Gone or Born Under a Bad Sign, any of that stuff. You can use this scale and it's going to sound so much classier than just using our pentatonics. So we're going to learn this scale in A. And I'm going to show you the shape that I find most useful. This time we are going to go again down one octave and then diagonally across the next one. So here's how that one sounds. So that one is starting on the note A. So we're starting on fret 5 on our top E string. We're going to go 5 to 7 to 8. Now that's a really important movement there, because it's that movement that differentiates it from the major scale. If you think of the major scale, we were going two whole tone movements, so two fret movements. That's the major third there. We're looking at the minor third this time. So we're going to go A to B to C. We're going to drop down a string and do exactly the same shape, same pattern, 5, 7, 8. And this time we're going from D to E to F. And then drop down a string again. We're going to play the G on fret 5 and slide from fret 5 to 7, the G to the A. So from there, we're going to carry on. We're going to go from that 7 to 9 to 10. So that takes us back to our A, B, C. Drop down a string for our D, E, F. 7, 9, 10 again. And then, so that last bit there, we're going to play on fret 8 to fret 10 for our G to A. So that's a really useful scale to know. Again, it's a lot like the major scale. The major scale and the minor scale are basically parent scales, which means that you can find a lot of stuff built off of them. So this time, instead of thinking like we did with the major scale with our G major 7, let's look at an A minor 7. So A minor, we know that means in terms of a chord that we need to build that triad, the 1, the 3, the 5. Then we need to add on the minor 7. So let's work out what those notes are. So our 1 is, of course, an A. What's the third note we played? Okay, so the third note we played is C. The fifth note, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth note is an E. So we've got A, C, E. Now we need to figure out what the minor seventh is. So the seventh note of the minor scale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, so that's a G. So our notes in our A minor 7 are going to be A, C, E, G. And there we have it. That's where those come from. So the minor scale, the natural minor scale, that one's called, super useful to learn, loads of fun to play, and it sounds absolutely great when you mix it with the minor pentatonic, which we're going to get onto a little bit later. Okay, the third scale that is an absolute must know for playing blues takes us to the next kind of area. We've covered our two parent scales being the major and minor full scales. We are looking at the pentatonics, which I'm sure many of you are already familiar with. So we're going to start off with the major pentatonic. I'm going to show you my favorite shape for playing the major pentatonic. We're going to talk a little bit about it, and then we're going to crack on and see what else we've got in terms of scales that we need to know. So we've done one in G, we've done one in A. The next one we're going to move up on the neck, and we're going to play the B major pentatonic. This is one of my absolute go-to scales. I love the sound of the major pentatonic. There's something about it that just sounds like classic rock meets country. And you find it in so many of those classic tunes, like Southern rock stuff, Lynyrd Skynyrd, ZZ Top. There's so many great songs that we can play this over. I recently played a show where we did the song Tennessee Whiskey. All of the melody in Tennessee Whiskey is straight from this major pentatonic. One of the cool things about the pentatonics is that you pretty much know them. If you know the parent scales, i.e. the scales they come from, you have a pretty good idea of what they entail. Effectively, if you were thinking about it in terms of music theory, we've got seven notes in a major scale, right? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 before we go back to the one. Or if we do it in B, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 back to the one. Now, all we have to do is take out what I call the problem notes. And what that means is that when we take out the notes that identify us as being solidly over a specific chord, when we take out those notes, so in the case of the major pentatonic, we're taking out the fourth and the seventh. When we take out those notes, we get left with, a scale that we can use over all of the chords in that key. So what that means is that, as we talked about before, the chords in the key being built off of the major scale. So in our B, for example, we've got our B major, that's our one chord. We've got our C sharp minor is our two chord. Then our three chord is this E flat minor. But we can play over any of these chords and we're never going to hit a note that feels and sounds wrong. So what happens if you use the major scale is you might play that fourth or the major seventh and it can clash. When we play the pentatonic scale, you lose all the risk of clashing, which is a kind of double-edged sword because it means that it's really useful that we're not going to have notes that are clashing, but it also means we can use these scales as a crutch sometimes. So let me talk you through this shape of the B major pentatonic scale. We're going to start on B fret 7 on your top E string. So top meaning lowest pitch E string. We're going to go 7 with the first finger, then 9 to 11 with your third. Then drop down a string, we're going to go 9, 11. So that's B, C sharp, slide to E flat. Drop down a string, we're going to play F sharp, G sharp. And then drop down again, just play the B on fret 9. So that's 7, 9 to 11, 9, 11, 9. All we got to do is copy and paste the same shape. So now we're on a B again. We're going to go 9, 11, slide to 13. Drop down a string, 11, 13. Drop down a string, 12. So we're ending on that B on fret 12. So that is a really useful scale to know. And of course, you can move that anywhere over all over the neck if you wanted to do that. And G, you just start on fret 3, same shape. Okay, in case you haven't guessed it already, the next scale is the fourth one, the minor pentatonic. This is probably the scale that you're most familiar with. Most guys that I work with that play blues stuff, particularly rock and blues stuff, they all have this one under their fingers. And not always the shape that I teach, but they always have this one under their fingers. And if you're one of these guys that knows the five positions of this one, you know it horizontally and vertically and diagonally, then that's really, really great. We're going to cover just two octaves of the diagonal shape, so I can talk you through what's happening. It's exactly the same as what we do in the major pentatonic, in that it comes from the minor scale this time, is the parent scale, and we're losing two of the problem notes. So the notes that we're losing for this one is this major second. So the second note. So our second note we're losing, we're just going straight from a G to the minor third, fret 6, the A sharp or B flat. So G, fret 3, A flat fret 6, sorry, A sharp, B flat fret 6, drop down a string, and we're going to do the 4 and the 5 and then lose the 6. So we're going to do the C and the D. So. And then we just have that drop down again for the minor 7th on the F on fret 3. So that's 3, 6, 3, 5, 3. Slide that up to 5, and then it takes us to the next octave. Copy and paste the same shape. And then we're on fret 6 for that G. Sorry, that F, slide into the G on fret 8 on string 2. Now, I don't really need to tell you why this one's useful, but this is probably the most commonly used scale in all of blues music. If you can get your head around this, and it's good to practice this in a closed position shape, because if you start in an open position, you really do risk finding your fingerings a little bit tricky, because we don't always finger the open strings the way that we should. So start off in the key of G or F, something with a closed position shape, so you can get those underneath your fingers. But I don't need to tell you too much about this scale. This scale is used in absolutely everything. And number 5 in the top 5 scales that you absolutely need to know to kick off your 2024 smashing your guitar playing goals is the blues scale. The blues scale is exactly the same as the minor pentatonic plus 1 note. So for this, to make it simple, we're going to stay in the key of G, and I'm just going to talk you through the note that we need to add. So the note we need to add is a flat 5th. So see if you can work out what the 5th was. Now, when I say 5th, I don't mean the 5th note of the minor pentatonic, I mean the 5th note of the minor scale. So your minor scale in G, I'm just going to talk you through the fret numbers, would be 3, 5, 6, 3, 5, 6, 3, 5. That's the first octave. So what is the 5th note in that scale? So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the 5th is a D. So that's fret 5 on the A string. We're going to drop that back because we want a flat 5th. So that would be a D flat or a C sharp. Okay, so now we have G to A flat. A sharp, B flat. Drop down a string. We're going to do C, C sharp, D. So G, A sharp, C, C sharp, D, all in a row, 3, 4, 5. Drop down the string again with our first finger, F to G, 3 to 5. Then here again, we're going to go 5, 8 for our G to A sharp. Drop down a string, we're going to go 5, 6, 7 for our 4th, flat 5 and 5. And then drop down a string for the minor 7th, which is our F, sliding up to a G. So there we have it. That is my top 5 solos that you need to know to get your guitar playing up and running as best you can for 2024. So they were the major scale, the minor scale, the major pentatonic, the minor pentatonic, and the blues scale. These are what I find the most useful scales for learning to play rock, blues, jazz, country, all of this stuff we can use these scales for. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning, I have a new book coming out next week. It is called The Triad Method. It's something that I've been working on for a long time. Really, it's been a kind of obsession of mine for the last couple of years. It's all about how to recognize the fretboard using 3-note groups, 3 notes at a time. I've looked through loads of different ways of learning the guitar fretboard. I've been teaching it for over 10 years, how to recognize the fretboard. And I'm sure you don't need me to tell you, it is one of the most important skills that you can develop as a player. It's going to massively help you when it comes to improvising, writing, and even learning songs. Once you've got an idea of these notes on the fretboard, knowing exactly where your fingers are at any one time, it just makes you an exponentially better player and musician. Now, I've looked at loads of different systems for learning it, all of the geometric shapes, just literally learning them by rote, trying to learn them by the scales and all of that stuff. And this system is what I have found for me was the biggest group of light bulb moments. It's just learning the triads, major, minor, augmented and diminished. Once you know that, you just got to learn those 4 shapes. There's 4 shapes. That's all you got to learn. 4 shapes of 3 notes. If you learn those for each of the different notes, so our A, A sharp, B, C, C sharp, D, D sharp, E, F, F sharp, G, G sharp, that's all we need to do. Once you've learned that, you've absolutely nailed it. You would be able to understand every single note on the neck, know exactly where you are on the fretboard. So I take you through a really simple system where we build up from just learning the three note shapes to learning the three note shapes across different octaves to applying them across the whole neck. We also tie in with the one octave scale shapes that anyone that's had private lessons with me will already have been working on. That's our one octave scales transposed for three or four stages across the neck. And the whole idea is that we're not trying to learn this vertically looking downwards the way that most people learn the five shapes of the pentatonic and then get totally stuck, and then there's whole areas of the neck they're not sure about, and then they're playing over a song and totally not quite sure of what they need to be playing and where the right and wrong notes are. I want you to be at the point where you fully understand the neck and you fully understand where each note is and how that relates in terms of the scale and the interval to what you want to be playing. So I want you to look at this note, fret 8 on the B string, and to go and know immediately that that's a G, and that if we're playing in the key of A, that's my minor 7. You know, that kind of knowledge is what's going to really, really help take your soloing to the next stage. So if you're interested in grabbing a copy of the book, it's going to be linked to in the show notes below. If you are on my email list, it will be coming out on the email this week. So that will be coming out on the Friday email. Make sure that if you're listening to this on a Monday when it comes out and it's not yet Friday, you want to get yourself signed up, because people that are in my email list are going to get a discount on this. And if you're listening to this in the future or you don't want to sign up to the email list, it's going to be linked to in the show notes below. But if you can't find that for some reason, you can also head over to thebluesguitarshow.com and you will find it available to buy there. Have a great week, everybody. Cheers, as always, to everyone that is on my subscription for the Friday lessons. I hope you guys are enjoying it. We've got some great lessons coming out. This Friday's is an absolute cracker. So enjoy that, and I will catch you all next time. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.